Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We've been talking about ADHD all this week on the programme, about getting a diagnosis, how to manage it in relationships, in your own and with your family and friends. And today we're talking about parenting. David Condon, who's part of the ADHD Doc Midwest, is with me in studio, as is Karen Beckett from DCU, who's a parent and doing research on parenting and ADHD. David, for anybody maybe whose child has just received an ADHD diagnosis, where should they start?
Thanks very much, Andrea. So, yeah, essentially, I think what really helps is that knowledge, that validation of knowing that there is something going on for their young person. I think the next steps within that would be to learn a bit more about ADHD, how it can present. Obviously, there's the different branches, the inattentive, and then there's the combined and the hyperactive and impulsive. But yeah, after that, you can look at what approaches might help with that. So obviously, we know with ADHD that there is a strong sort of area of emotional regulation challenge that can come up. So I guess giving yourself a chance to kind of take pauses, take breaths with your children, thinking about how they might need a bit more time with sort of activities that they might be doing, the sense of having inattention. They might need breaks or movement breaks to be able to focus on things a bit better. And then I guess after that, it's thinking about what options are out there. You might think about medication as an option, and there's also the support networks around. So whether that's at school, schools can often be very, very receptive to support. So embedding movement breaks, getting SNAs to support the young person, and multiple other ways that there can be help given to the young person.
So you are the parent of a child with ADHD, is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
And I can imagine, David, for maybe parents that are trying to get their head around, you know, around this and management and maybe overcoming some of the hurdles, it's probably an awful lot of information for any parent, you know, to take on board and even educating themselves around it, first of all.
Absolutely. It can be incredibly overwhelming. And I think, speaking personally, my son is very much the hyperactive picture. So so my wife and I kind of had a good idea from when he was very, very young. His first words were "get down," because that's all he ever heard from me and my wife. He was always climbing. But yeah, there is so much out there. There is guilt. There is blaming yourself. There is worry about how you're perceived by others. There's so much going on. But I think ultimately, just getting as much information as you can, being informed about what approaches work for your young person, and it's different from person to person, and then just trying to implement them slowly. But I think really most importantly is just being kind to yourself as well, and giving yourself, you know, a bit of a break when times get hard, because inevitably it's not always straight going.
Karen Beckett, who's doing research on parenting and ADHD, is joining us here, David, on the line as well. What have you found, Karen, through your research?
I think for parents, a lot of them will nearly see themselves in their children, and sometimes that will start the kind of cogs working as to whether they're neurodivergent themselves. So in the research that I've looked at, I think around nearly 90% of the participants have had their diagnosis in adulthood rather than in childhood. And a lot of that would be because their child presented with some of these, I suppose, behaviours that kind of got them thinking about their own childhood, and therefore then went about a process of getting diagnosed themselves.
So, and for people that maybe want to get involved in the research, Karen, that, you know, that you're conducting and you're carrying out in an effort to try and better inform themselves, is there a way to do that?
There is a way, yeah. We have an Instagram called ADHD Parenting Hub, and at the moment we're in our second part of our study, which is interviewing both couples where there is ADHD in one and non-ADHD in the other, and just really unpacking what that means for parenting, what that means for relationships, and how to navigate your own ADHD, and possibly while parenting a neurodivergent child as well, and unpacking all of that late diagnosis.
Yeah. We've actually noticed that, you know, throughout the week. It's been really informative, I think for all of us and listeners in just hearing some of the stories and the examples. But the number of people who actually go themselves and get a diagnosis, Karen, in later life, like in adulthood, because as you say, they've actually identified some of the maybe distinguishing features in their own children and thought, well, actually, little Johnny looks like just like me.
Yeah, and I think if you have, I mean, you've always had ADHD, but parenting brings a whole new set of challenges. And because your ADHD may have gone unnoticed because your behaviours are kind of only affecting yourself, but when you have children, responsibilities, schools, you know, uniform one day, tracksuit the next day, different lunchboxes, loads of different events, you can see that overwhelm. You definitely see it when babies are born, and just the amount of scheduling and the amount of appointments or formula or all of that sort of stuff really kind of brings people kind of to their knees and to say, well, why is this different? When I look at my friends and I look at other peers, they seem to be able to manage the small things, because it's nearly always the small things that catch you up. It's not about intellect. It's not about drive. It's about the everyday things, the everyday tasks that really overwhelm you. And while you might have somebody who's really good at their job and dynamic and has loads of energy, but getting to work, finding their keys, remembering to get pick up dinner, all of those small things are really overwhelming.
What management tips and tricks work for you, David?
Yeah, so I think, as I said earlier, taking a breath, being able to step away, I think is really important. I know it's not always practical. I think what's really helped is the early diagnosis side of it. So being able to spot the symptoms and get a diagnosis and embed things that just make things a bit easier. So breaking down instructions, that sense of overwhelm can be really significant for people with ADHD. And then just embedding sort of nice and easy sort of approaches in terms of that sort of morning routine resonates very much with me, like the getting the other children ready, getting yourself ready, having to get off to work, but giving yourself that bit more time, and just making the simple small differences that can overall just make life a bit easier for you.
Yeah, well, look, we really appreciate you both joining us here on the programme today. That's David Condon there, working in Limerick as an expert in ADHD, runs parenting workshops as well. Where can people just get more info on that, David?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go on the ADHD Doc website, you can find that through Google, and then there'll be links that you can explore, and please just get in touch and
we can get
connect.
It there.
Yep.
Karen Beckett, DCU, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Email if you want to get in touch or share your own story is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.